offered to God.
Not that you have to do something else.
Those very actions can be offered to God, and thereby they become an instrument to attain the unitary consciousness. So Acharya Shankara wanted to convert Nandan Mishra into this higher goal. Because conversion in Vedanta does not mean changing the rule. Because nowadays, unfortunately, the world has become misused in merely changing the label of a person. This man was labeled as a Hindu, now he is labeled as a Muslim. The conversion has taken place. This is not what you mean by conversion in Vedanta. If you change your whole outlook of life, then only we say that the conversion has taken place. So when Acharya Shankara is going to Nandan Mishra, it is not merely to win him over, to conquer him, to defeat him. These are not the goals. It is to convert him. It is to make him see a higher culture, a higher view of life, a higher emotion. So Acharya Shankara goes there, and there is a lot of discussion between the two. It takes days and days for them to discuss different topics. After Acharya Shankara has completely demolished the structure of ritualistic life, Nandan Mishra asks him a very pertinent question. It is true that what you are told is reasonable, logical, and supported by the scriptures. But I do agree. But how is it that people like Jaimini and Shabar were not able to see it? Why didn't they point it out? Anyone else except Shankara would have said, they are ignorant people, they didn't know the higher goal. That would have been the way an uncultured person would have answered. Acharya Shankara doesn't say it. He points out the particular problems which Jaimini faced, which Shabaraswami faced, and therefore the answers which were given by them were true in a particular coordinate, in a particular context. And from their very statement, he deduces that this was not their final goal. Their final goal also was what I am trying to tell you. It is something like this. You teach certain things in mathematics, in science, to begin with. For example, we assert that three angles of a triangle are equal to 180 degrees. You must have studied it in the very beginning of mathematics. The three angles of a triangle are equal to 180 degrees. But when you reach higher mathematics, you will know that they are never 180 degrees. For the simple reason that universe is not flat. It is not merely that your earth is not flat. The universe is not flat. Therefore, no matter when you are going to teach your paper, you are never going to get three straight lines. You can't even get one straight line.
it will always be fair. Theoretically, if we could find a place which would be play, and then draw a triangle there, it would be, and then it is. In reality, we can never have a triangle, a real triangle, and therefore in reality we can never have 180 degrees. Now that is something which will be taught much later. Because you need to know that, you have to go through the supposition that three angles of a triangle are equal to 180 degrees. Go through the whole process and then come to the realization that it is not so. Similarly, you have to go through certain ritualistic processes to eventually find that ritual is not the aim. The aim is something other. So Acharya Shankara does not tell Manman Mishra that Jaimini was wrong or even you were wrong. In particular context, in particular coordinates, you were right. But then, when you change the coordinates, when you go to the higher values, then these things become less important or not important at all even. So this culture has to be developed. Therefore, the Upanishad says tat prayasnena shodhayet. Your whole being has to be cultured, cultivated, tilled, so that your way of looking at things will be different. All that which you have been doing as a social ritual, as a religious ritual, will be changed into something which is emotionally connected with God. How to obey this emotional aspect, we will discuss later. Om Matram Karami Shunyana Vidhara Brahma Shema Charya Yatta Yashenahi Deya Hitam Yadayu Swasti Mahindro Yudhashtara Swasti Nihana Vishayera Swasti Nishtarucho Arukkarini Swasti Nihana Vrihaspade